Maybe you've heard all the buzz about matcha green tea, but you wondered about all the hype. What exactly are the health benefits? And is it really a good alternative to my coffee or even my green smoothie? In this video, I'll be explaining all the health benefits of a matcha latte and showing you how to make one. Hi, I'm Melissa from Yoga with Melissa. I offer real yoga for real people. We're all about connection. Connection with a teacher and teachings that allow you to connect with your true self and to a community of people who support each other on a genuine path of spiritual transformation. If you are new here, welcome, and thank you so much for subscribing and turning on those notifications, because I put out a new video like this every single Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific time. And I have some great content coming up for you, including on February 28th, I'm going to talk about my favorite subject, sleep, and help you to sleep better. On March 7th, Alana Kane will be here from Alana Kane Yoga with her best yin yoga tips. And on March 14th, I will talk about how yoga nidra helps with anxiety. So if those videos sound interesting to you, then subscribe and press that little bell so that they show up in your YouTube subscription feed. So a few weeks ago, I did a video on how to do yoga in the morning, in which I suggested making your morning special with a matcha latte. And many of you wanted to know how I make my matcha lattes. So today, I'm going to take you through that whole process of how to make a matcha latte, well, two ways of making a matcha latte, as well as why you might want to do that. So matcha is a nice, clean alternative to coffee that will not give you that coffee caffeine buzz and crash. While coffee contains 80 to 120 milligrams of caffeine and is acidifying, matcha contains only 20 to 25 milligrams of caffeine and is alkalizing. And because of the way that plants of matcha are grown and harvested, they have higher levels of L-theanine and chlorophyll in their tea leaves. Matcha only uses the tender tea shoots found at the top of the tea plant. So what is L-theanine? Well, it's an amino acid found in the tea leaves. In short, L-theanine will give you sustained energy and focus. In more detail, L-theanine contributes to a number of changes in your brain. L-theanine boosts the levels of GABA in your brain. GABA is a neurotransmitter which regulates emotions, mood, concentration, alertness, energy, cognitive skills. It increases calm and relaxation, and it can even help you sleep. So L-theanine brings a feeling of calm by reducing the chemicals in your brain that are linked to stress and anxiety. L-theanine is said to release alpha waves in your brain, and this is the brainwave state that is associated with meditation and creativity. The great thing about L-theanine is that it is relaxing without being sedating. Secondly, matcha has antioxidants called catechins, specifically EGCG. Matcha is said to have 137 times more EGCG than other tea. The antioxidants found in matcha can help you lower your risk of cancer. Research studies have shown that the EGCG in matcha lowers the risk of breast cancer, prostate cancer, and colon cancer in humans. And like the L-theanine, the EGCG also has a positive impact on your brain. It reduces fatigue and it helps you to relax and refresh your brain. Many of you have probably heard that green tea can help you lose weight. Well, it's the EGCG that suppresses and the enzyme that breaks down the norepinephrine, and this increases the amount of norepinephrine in your body, and it signals more of the fat cells to be broken down and used for energy. The EGCG also improves your insulin sensitivity and lowers blood glucose levels, also reducing your risk of type 2 diabetes. Oh, and why would you want to replace your green smoothie with a matcha latte? This is a question that has come up a few times recently, particularly since I mentioned that I no longer make juices and smoothies or videos about that. And quite simply, green smoothies and juices are cold and damp and full of sugar, and they quite literally destroy our digestive tract and our digestive fire. So it's much healthier for our digestive system to take in warm and cooked foods, according to both Ayurvedic medicine and traditional Chinese medicine. Okay, so we're going to make our matcha latte. So first, I'm going to show you how easy it is to make the perfect bowl of traditional ceremonial matcha latte at home. Number one, you're going to choose your favorite matcha latte. I'll be using the low caffeine Du Matcha, which has only 6 milligrams of caffeine. It's the same as decaf coffee. It has all the nutritional value with the catechins and the L-theanine. If you live in Victoria, BC, then you can get your Du Matcha latte at Mother Nature's Market and Deli. Otherwise, I will put the link to Du Matcha in the show notes so that you can get your Du Matcha latte and then also all the ceremonial bowls and the whisks and the stands and all of that goodness there. Number two, you will need a whisk and a bowl and a scoop. The other thing that you'll need to do is let your water come to a boil and then let it cool a bit. Boiling water is 100 degrees Celsius, and you want your matcha water to be 80 degrees Celsius so that you don't bring out the bitterness in the matcha tea or kill any of the nutrients. And then you're going to put half a teaspoon to a teaspoon of Du Matcha into your bowl. You'll add 2 to 3 ounces of boiling water, and then you'll take your whisk and you'll use it in a W motion until it starts to froth on the top. And you're going to remove the whisk at the top and to make a smooth froth. The whisk will move smoothly around the bowl and you'll come into the center at the middle. Then you're going to add more water or warm almond milk afterwards. You may also want to make a superfood matcha latte. You can treat this like a warm smoothie. Put all your ingredients in the blender. The way you would do that is put your half a teaspoon to a teaspoon of Du Matcha in the blender, and then you can add any superfoods such as coconut oil, you can add maca, you can add Complete 360, which is some blended mushrooms, enhanced collagen, you can add vanilla and anything else that you want into that, and then you're going to blend until a froth forms and then you enjoy it. If you watch this video all the way to the end, I love my fabulous finishers. Let me know by putting "I feel energized and focused" in the comments. And thank you so much for pressing that like button, sharing with people that you think would enjoy, and be sure to subscribe because next week I will be making a video on how to sleep better. Namaste.